Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and Merry Christmas from the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here, and Christmas time is in full effect on the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hope you guys are having a great holiday season so far from wherever you're listening to the podcast from. And today we're kicking off a series of Christmas devotionals all centered around the Christmas story. And I hope that these will help you connect more with the birth and incarnation of Jesus this season. Now, a couple of housekeeping items. Number one, if you guys listen to this podcast on Spotify, check out your 2021 wrap-up. And if the Daily Sabbath podcast appears in your top three podcasts for the year, would you guys screenshot that and share it with me? You can email me at dailysabbath@gmail.com or you can message me on Instagram. But I just want to be able to personally thank you for listening to the podcast this year. And number two, if you are a musician and you've recorded some Christmas music that you'd be willing to let me play on the podcast, hit me up. Also, if you're just somebody who wants to share a devotional that you've written, or maybe a poem or spoken word, hit me up. I love sharing this platform, and I would love to promote your work in some way. All right, so with that being said, here is our very first Christmas devotional for the season. Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. When we think of Christmas, we usually think of hope. However, when you look at the actual Christmas story, it might seem anything but hopeful. There's actually a lot of hardship, pain, and tragedy in the story. It begins with an unexpected teen pregnancy. You can imagine the whispers and gossip and shaming, and not just for Mary, but Joseph too, for staying with her. They endured a 90-mile journey to Bethlehem for the census. This would have been about a week's journey on the open road while in the final days of a pregnancy. And there was little relief when they arrived, having to sleep and deliver the child basically in a cave among the livestock, laying the baby in an animal's trough. But things would become far worse when the king of Israel caught wind of a rumor that a child who would become king of Israel had been born. So they had to flee for their lives, and they became refugees, seeking asylum in Egypt of all places for the next few years. See, when you're just looking at the circumstances, the Christmas story looks more like a tragedy than a story of hope. What is missing in the telling here are all the words of God that weave throughout this story, all the promises of God that give perspective to the circumstances, all the places where God reveals the arc of his divine purpose, giving context to all these harsh realities. Then, and only then, is this story reframed as a story of hope. And so your reflection for today is this. Maybe you are struggling with a sense of hopelessness this holiday season. Perhaps you feel yourself drowning in your circumstances. I pray that you may look to the story of Jesus, and how he reveals the arc of God's divine purpose in history towards the redemption of all of us, and that it may begin to give context to and reframe your story in the light of hope. The closing music for this episode is performed by Elliot and Rayanne Chung of Town & Country. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, or you can buy Pastor Jay a cup of coffee. For more Daily Sabbath content, please visit our homepage at thedailysabbath.com, or you can find us on Instagram at Daily Sabbath.